Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
Today I would like to continue the message of the sermon, the series called The Blessing. I have chaired 2 times already. The more I study, the more I preach, the more revelation I get from the Lord. And I can see the whole Bible, actually from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, the whole Bible mentioned about this in the whole Bible. The same trend, the same way. How do we know the original purpose and plan of God for mankind? God created mankind, Adam and Eve. And the original purpose of God was recorded in Genesis chapter 1. I'm reviewing right now. You can go back to listen to the CD or MP3 that we gave to you for free. The original plan is that God say, I bless Adam and Eve. He spoke to Adam and Eve, be fruitful, fill the earth, multiply, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and the animal on the ground. So the original purpose and plan of God was that Adam and his offspring would be blessed and live in the Garden of Eden and will multiply and fill the planet Earth with people who love God and fear God and carry the blessing of Adam around everywhere, and wherever they went, that blessing, which means the power to create, to make available, to overcome or to get rid of anything that come on its way to block the blessing of God, go away. The power, the blessing can say, go away, this is blocking me, and create the environment of the Garden of Eden. There is no sickness, no disease, no curse, no death, no tears, no broken relationship in the Garden of Eden. So the original plan is that we will be blessed with the blessing of Abraham. And we also have the authority and dominion. God gave Adam and Eve both. The blessing, which means the power. And also the dominion, which means authority. What happens if a police officer come to a robber and say, I'm going to catch you right now. And the thief pull out the gun, but the police officer have no gun. You think he's going to overcome the thief? No way. So authority must come with power. That's why if you look at all the police officers in the duty, they have guns. They have some weapon. Because with authority that they receive from the government, they need to have power as well in order to execute or to get the job done. That's why when God blessed Adam, he gave the blessing, the power. And also he said, I give you dominion. God give mankind. And this is for all of us, the believers, that the original plan of God was to receive the blessing, the power to create, to make available, to get rid of all the things that doesn't belong to the Garden of Eden, to belong to your life. And not only that, he gives you authority to say, to command, to demand the mountain to be removed into the sea. After Adam failed, after Adam broke the covenant with God, God was still looking for another man who would carry this mission to spread the blessing and the Garden of Eden all over the world. And eventually he found a man. His name is Abraham. And he made this promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. The same blessing of Adam. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Again, the same principle. God blessing upon him, authority upon him, and then he can spread the blessing all over the world. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Abraham made a covenant with God, and he kept the covenant of the blood, the circumcision and obedience. He had faith in God. He obeyed God. God told him to walk day by day. He followed the voice of God. When God told him to take Isaac up to the mountain, he obeyed God right away. He was a man of obedience. He kept the covenant. Abraham said this sentence in Genesis chapter 14, verse 23. As for me, let it never be said that any man has made Abraham rich. But the Almighty God, I have lifted my hand to him. Abraham said this sentence to announce, to proclaim that the blessing is from the Lord, not from man. He doesn't depend on man. He proclaimed that he had a covenant with God. He obeyed God. He believed God. He trusts God. And God is the one who's going to make him prosperous and rich and successful. It's from God. It's not from man. Amen. When you have so much confidence in God and you have a covenant with God, you can say like Abraham, my success, the blessing and prosperity and divine healing in my life and good health comes from only God, because I make a covenant with God. But Abraham already was dead. God promised that that blessing will go into the 1,000th generation. If you read the Bible, so many scripture in Genesis chapter 26, Genesis 20, chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 24, the Bible talk about God blessed the children of Abraham, and he will multiply Abraham. The numbers of his descendants will be like the stars in the sky. But Abraham was dead. The blessing was passed on to Isaac. And the blessing was passed on to Jacob. And if you study the history of these people carefully, you will see again, there are two kinds of people in the kingdom of God, in the Old Testament, and even today in the church. Two kinds of people. Everybody who believe in Jehovah and believe in Jesus had the right to receive the blessing of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Christ has redeemed us. Us mean the believers who believe in Jesus. From the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the, everyone say the, not a, the, mean the same blessing that God gave to Adam to multiply. It's the same blessing that God gave to Abraham to multiply and fill the earth. The blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. I am one of the Gentiles. I was born in Thailand. I'm not a Jew. The Gentiles in Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, we receive the blessing that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessing of Abraham belonged to every believer. But if you read the Bible and watch people in the church carefully, you will see that there are two kinds of believers, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The believers who are like Abraham, that cling to the blessing, obey God, walk in obedience, walk in the covenant with God, never give up, never listen to the serpent, never listen to the devil who tried to come. Sometimes the serpent today is not the serpent anymore. It may be a very handsome young man coming in with a beautiful Mercedes or BMW. And come to you, you are so beautiful. Oh, what's going on in the church? That is not real. Don't bother going to church. Come to me. Don't trust God. I can feed you. I can take care of you. Marry me. And you begin to follow that voice that comes from that handsome young man. And then you start to blow the blessing off. And is that what happened? All the generation, some people hang on to the blessing. Some people blew it off. I give you example, Joseph. Joseph has so many older brothers. They were all born from the same father, the father named Jacob. Jacob has the blessing of Abraham. And that blessing, the same blessing, belonged to all the 12 kids. But all the older brothers make a big mistake. They hated their own brother. They complained. They sold the brother Joseph into slavery. They had a bad attitude. They did not keep the covenant with God. They listened to the serpent. And eventually they all were not in the blessing. But only one man, again, Joseph, was walking in the blessing of Abraham. He was promoted. He got the gift of word of wisdom. He got the dream from God. He was moved from jail into the palace of Pharaoh. And he became the minister. Next sermon going to talk about Joseph. I just give you some introduction here. So what I want to warn you today. Don't blow the blessing of Abraham off by listening to the devil. Don't yield to those temptations. Amen? Now we learn that Abraham was dead. Abraham received the blessing from God. But the blessing has to be passed on. Let's look at the scripture together. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 26 verse 4 first in the Old Testament. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. This is the word that God spoke to Abraham. I will give to your descendants. You notice these two times. Descendants with S. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, down to all of us who are the offspring of Abraham by faith. All these lands. And in your seed. You notice the word seed. I like English language. It's clearer than Thai language. The word seed has no S. Only one seed. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed. You wonder why descendant with S and seed without S. I'm going to read to you from the New Testament. Galatians chapter 3 verses 15 to 16. Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. In other words, he tried to say, if man talk to man, not talking about God, talk about man and man. Though it is only a man's covenant. It means even though we make a promise together, we make a deal together. Yet if it is confirmed, if we say, okay, shake hands, we make a covenant, we make a promise together, no one annuls or adds to it. In other words, you cannot add anything on, you cannot cancel it. We make a deal, shake hands, okay? Now to Abraham and his seed, without S, one seed, were the promises made. So Paul tried to say, if man make covenant with man, you don't break. How about God? God make covenant with us through Abraham and his seed. He does not say two seeds with S. He does not say that. He said as many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. What is that singular seed of Abraham? The Lord Jesus himself. Amen. In this generation, we receive the blessing of Abraham or the blessing of Adam, the same blessing, or the power to create, the power to make available, the power to multiply, to fill the earth with the Garden of Eden, the power to get rid of anything that come on our way to stop us from multiply and doing good things on earth here. That power. We receive that same blessing through the seed. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot receive the blessing from God without believing in Jesus. Without having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45. Are you learning something? Okay, you learn something new today. And so, it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. Yes, God breathed the spirit into him. He woke up and the first word he heard from God, I bless you, be fruitful, multiply and fill the earth. That is the first Adam. Then the Bible continued to say, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Who is the last Adam? Who is living for eternity and give life to the church, give the blessing to the church today? Who is that last Adam? Jesus. Again, we receive the blessing of Abraham by faith through the seed, without S. And the Bible said the seed is Jesus Christ. And now the Bible calls that seed, Jesus, the last Adam. Why does the Bible call Jesus the last Adam? Because the first Adam was dead. He's born already, disintegrate. He disappeared. His spirit is in heaven. But the Lord Jesus Christ was in total obedience. While he was on earth, he was walking with the blessing of Abraham. He healed the sick. Everywhere he went, demons have to leave. Sickness have to leave. Everywhere he went, prosperity, abundance, life, resurrection. He was walking on earth with the blessing of Abraham. Full blessing. More than even Abraham himself. Because he totally obeyed the Father. And one day, he was willing to go to the cross and hang on the tree and receive the cursing from us. He was cursed. And then he got the unreasonable exchange. He gave the blessing to all of us who believe in him. And the reason we call him last Adam, because the first Adam was dead, Abraham was dead, but Jesus defeated death, he defeated hell, he defeated curse. And he is no longer a mortal man. Jesus is still alive today. He still immortal. He was resurrected. He is still alive. We don't need any more Adam. He is the last Adam and no more Adam. The first Adam received the blessing and want to spread all over the world. God want to give him the mission to spread all over the world. Now we have the last Adam. Who will carry that blessing and distribute to the church. And we are his offspring or descendant. We're going to spread the blessing all over the earth. We are the candidate of the blessing through Christ Jesus, the last Adam. There will not be any need to get another Adam. The last Adam finished the job and passed on to us. Now we are the offspring of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible calls us the co-heir, H-E-I-R, of Jesus Christ. What does it mean? Jesus, he came from the bloodline from Abraham. Abraham passed the blessing to him and he was obedient. He was the heir of Abraham. And we joy by faith to Jesus, become a co-heir. Everyone point to yourself, I'm a co-heir of Jesus Christ. To Abraham. So you are the candidate. You are the co-heir. You can receive the inheritance, the blessing of Abraham, that you're going to have the Garden of Eden around you. You have the same blessing that Abraham has. And the blessing is the original will of God for mankind. We, as believers, can be in the place of the blessing by being a joint heir, a co-heir, with Jesus Christ, the last Adam. Not only that, the Bible called Jesus the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning, I am the end, or the last. What does it mean? When God created Adam and Eve and created the Garden of Eden and put the blessing on mankind, Jesus was there. He was the beginning of the blessing and the mankind. Now, Revelation chapter 22, the Bible says God created the garden with the tree of life in that garden. The Bible says in that garden, there is no more curse, no more sickness, no more death, no more tear, only the blessing and the presence of God. You don't even need the light like this. You don't need sunshine because the presence of God was there to give light to the garden. So he is the Omega. He is the one who gonna come back, the last Adam, to establish the final Garden of Eden again. So you can see from the first book of the Bible to the last book of the Bible, God's plan and purpose has never changed. He still wants mankind to be blessed, to walk in the blessing of God through Jesus Christ. And we're going to multiply that blessing and produce offspring all over the world. Everywhere we plant a church, everywhere we get people saved, we train them, we lay hand on them, we impart the blessing on them, and that city, people around in that church, going to be blessed. And that is happening in Germany right now, in London, in Switzerland. I got testimony from all these countries, in Thailand, in other parts. If you go to the church in Los Angeles, you will hear all the testimony every day, every Sunday. People come up and say, wow, God bless me. Miracle happened in my life. Because we are multiplying by planting the church that welcomes the word and the spirit of the living God. Amen. Everyone say, the blessing belongs to me. That is God's original plan for me. Everyone say, that is God's original plan for me. You look so excited. So excited. It's up to you. I'm excited. I'm excited. That this, the original plan of God is for me, and I'm going to take it. If I write a check right now, $1 million, and give to you, and will you take it? Or you say, really? Oh, okay. Okay, la. $1 million, la. No, I will run to it right away. I will take it. And God said, this is much better than $1 million. Because blessing includes good health, sleeping well, wisdom, direction, the favor of God, the beautiful family, good relationship that you cannot buy with even $1 million. Money cannot buy everything. The blessing covers every aspect of your life. Health. That's why the Bible says in 3 John chapter 1. 3 John chapter 1. I pray that you shall prosper in your soul. Which means in your spirit and your mind, and in your spirit, and also in your health and your finances. God, blessing cover every aspect of your life. Amen? How we going to get that blessing? Today I'm going to mention a little bit. How we going to walk in that blessing? The important thing is faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's why I'm so surprised that many of you are not excited what I say. So it may mean that you don't believe in what I say. You don't believe in the Bible. You just say, oh, really? Really? Okay, thank God. It's just another good knowledge in my brain. You don't stop the word in here. You go down to your heart and get excited. Because you believe it. When you believe, you get excited. You jump up and down and you say, hey, yeah. In Thai, you say, chai leo. How do ni? I don't know in Mandarin. How you say, yeah, like this. In Mandarin. Thai power. Thai power. How about in Persian, in Iranian language? Like you get excited. How you say that? Wow! Hallelujah. Because it's in your heart. Is that right? You must believe that you are blessed. You must believe that the blessing belongs to you. You must believe that through Christ Jesus, you are the candidate of the blessing of Abraham. You must believe that there is a power in that blessing. And it will get the job done for you. Amen? I start to practice this teaching myself, and I can see it happen to me. Yesterday, Pastor Da lost one of the check in the house. It's a check that somebody wrote to us, and we could not find the whole house. So when I get out from my car, I have the blessing. That blessing has power. That check gonna come back. We will not lose that check. Within an hour, the check show up. And when I pick up the check, the blessing of Abraham. That's the power. It's the power to get the job done for me, that I will not lose that check. Amen? If you begin to practice this, you believe in that power, the blessing. Jesus has to go through a lot of suffering at the scourging post and at the cross so that we can get the blessing that Adam lost. You must believe in the blessing. Not just believe, receive it and act on it every day. You practice it every day. Whenever you face any mountain in your life, I am blessed. This mountain have to go. When you see your customer and you say, I'm blessed, my customer will like me. The blessing will open the door for you. It will create good things for you. And you say, I have the blessing of Abraham that can expand the Garden of Eden in my own life. The Garden of Eden is a place of good relationship, no sickness, no disease, no curse, no broken relationship, have good relationship with the Father. Your home is a Garden of Eden. And then you will expand that garden to all over the world. I and my wife and my kids are blessed. I and my church, my members, I claim for my members all the time. If you sign the paper to be the member of this church, you are part of my claim. I claim the members of New Hope International Church are blessed with the spiritual father here. You are blessed with me. This house is blessed. This is the Garden of Eden. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you multiply that into your home. We need to put this truth into practice in our everyday living. Let me ask you, what should Adam do? In fact, what happened to Adam in Genesis chapter 1 to 3 still happening to today? You receive the blessing like Adam did. And then the devil is not happy. The devil will try to come in to destroy the blessing. That's why the serpent showed up in the garden. And he started to talk the word of doubt, the word of wonder, the word of unbelief to Eve and Adam. I want to warn all the ladies in this room. The serpent talked to the ladies first. Because the serpent knows that the lady has a lot of feelings. He played with your feelings. That's why I talk about nice young man come to the girl. Play by feeling. So you have to be careful. You need to stand firm. Adam should have done this. And you should have been doing the same thing. The devil gonna come into your home. The devil gonna come into the church. The devil gonna come into your life and try to steal the blessing. Try to steal the authority back to him. You should have said, Mr. Devil, I believe in what God said to me in Galatians 3, 13 and 14. I have the blessing of Abraham through faith. I'm going to multiply and fill the earth. God loved me. Oh, by the way, in this garden, you were not here from the beginning. You step into my territory now. You get out of here right now in Jesus' name. Get out of my garden right now. I'm not going to listen to you. Don't deceive me. Don't try to tempt me. Get out right now. I have authority in the name of Jesus. You should do that. Don't yield to the temptation. That's the reason why, as believers, we need to know the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you shall be destroyed. Because the Bible says God's people are destroyed due to the lack of knowledge. If we don't know the Bible, he can deceive us easily. We should exercise our faith to live in the blessing of God. Everyone say faith. Our Christian walk starts with faith and ends with faith. Every day is a walk of faith. You exercise faith every day. I cannot emphasize enough about faith. If you have faith, I can guarantee your life will never be the same. You have faith in God. You have faith in the blessing. And you have faith that you have authority in the name of Jesus. That name, when it's mentioned, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You have the authority in the name of Jesus. Everyone say, I have authority. In the name of Jesus. And not only that, you have the power. You remember God gave authority to Adam, dominion. And then God gave the blessing, which is the power. Today, we also have the power. Let me read Galatians chapter 3, verse 14 one more time. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We have authority in the name of Jesus. But who gave us the power to exercise and to get the job done in the blessing? Who bring the blessing or the power to our life? Who is that person? The Holy Spirit. I read a while ago. The promise of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth today. He gives us power. He gives us direction. So what we need to do, this is what we need to do. We need to build up our faith by listening to the Word of God. That's why I don't sell the teaching. So you can build your faith. You need to speak the Word of God. You need to speak from your mouth the Word. You believe in your heart what God say. Don't do like Adam. Don't quench the Word of God. You quote the Word. You notice one thing? The same thing happened not to Adam and to you and to me. But the same thing happened to Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus was walking with the blessing. And in the wilderness, the devil showed up and tried to steal the blessing. How did Jesus fight with the devil? By saying, it is written. Please. Hello? Please. Stick to the Word. Don't use human excuses. Don't use human rationale. Try to argue with God. Oh, I'm going to do this. I think this way is better than the Word. No. Stick to the Word of God. Like Jesus, he said, it is written. Don't do like Adam. Adam forsake the Word that God said to him. He just forget about it and he listened to his wife. People can give you all kind of rationale and reasoning. I say, I don't care. I'm going to stick to the Word of God. Because that's how I can overcome the devil. I'm going to stick to the Word of God. Believe in your heart and we can command the mountain to be removed from us by faith. And we're going to stay in the garden with prosperity in the spirit, in soul, in finances, in health, in the body. We're going to stay in the garden of God. Prosper in everywhere. How do we do that? We need to walk by faith. Let me read this scripture and show you something here. Ephesians 6, 10 to 16. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's why I do not come on Sunday to preach some tickling ear message. I just go strong because I want the member of this church to be strong believer, not weak, spineless believer. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We need to have more anointing. We need to have more Holy Spirit, more power in our life. If I am the member of this church, I will come out to the prayer line every time. I want more power. I want more anointing. Put on the whole armor of God, and you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Bible says you may be able to. Not God is able to. You have to do it. God is not going to do it for you. You can stand up. Everyone say, stand. Stand. Who stand? We stand. Okay? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. God warned us that the same thing in Genesis chapter 3 going to happen. The devil going to come in, try to throw the arrow, try to steal the blessing from you. He is the thief. He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Who take it up? God or you? We take it up. We take the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all. Everyone say, having done all. I'm going to explain to you in a minute here. To stand, full stop, Verse 14. Stand. Huh. Stand. And stand. How can you fight in the lying down position? Can you fight in the lying down position? You lie down and say, come to me, I'm going to fight. What do you do? Stand. You have to... you have to stand and fight. Is that right? I'm a third degree black belt taekwondo, so I know how to kick. Don't play with me. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Let me read another scripture. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The Bible says that we need to do our part. The Bible says, having done all. What does it mean? Having done all. What does it mean? Working out your salvation. My brothers, sisters, when I accept Christ in 1981, I woke up on Sunday morning. I never missed church since that day. I still read the Bible to today. I still listen to anointed preaching in my car every day. I have all kinds of CD in my car. Pastor Da listened to. We rarely miss any care group. We participate in serving God. We got into the prayer line, received the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We repent. We make the decision to resist the devil. We make a decision to grow, to get into the Word, we get into the Spirit. We have done all that we can do and have to do. Anytime I learn something new from the Bible, I do it. I don't take the Word of God in and just decorate my brain. I have done all. I work out my salvation. I do my part to be faithful in going to church, serving God, do everything I can. I have done all, and then I stand in faith. I'm not sitting down. I'm not lying down. Every day, I fight. I stand for my family, for my church, for my wife, for my kids. I fight, but I have done all that I need to do. How many Christians in the world do that? They complain God doesn't heal them, but they go to church only Christmas and Thanksgiving. Many people complain, I've been a Christian, but I've never been blessed. I broke. I have so much debt. But do they go to care group? Do they read the Bible? Do they build their faith? Do they do their part? Have they done all? Have they worked out their salvation? No. That's why they cannot fight. That's why they, like a sleeping Christian, laying down, and then the devil just... Choo, 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 choo. And they cannot fight. They don't have the shield of faith. They don't put on the armor of God. And they blame God for everything. They blame the Word. The Word doesn't work for me. And they say like this. Oh, thing doesn't happen the way I pray. Oh, I wonder why it doesn't happen. I wonder why I'm still sick. I wonder why it's not working for me. Why it's working for Pastor Lau, but it's not working for me. I wonder. Do you know the word wonder means? I doubt. You cannot get the blessing from God by doubting. Mr. Wonder have to leave your dictionary. Amen. You have to say, I am in the faith camp. Mr. Wonder, you are not my friend. I am a man and a woman of faith. I'm going to put the shield of faith up. I'm going to put on the armor of God, the word of God. I'm going to stand and fight the good fight of faith. Mr. Wonder is not in my house. Get out of here. Everyone say, Mr. Wonder. Please don't give your son and your daughter named Wonder. I am blessed by the blessing of Abraham. The blessing is mine. Amen? We look at the Bible. And we do what the Bible says. In Proverbs chapter 4 say, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from my eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Please don't walk by sight. Please don't walk by feeling. If you come to me, And you say, you know, I get into trouble. And I find out that you do something wrong. And I just say simply to you, you know, just repent. If you go by feeling, you're going to say, Pastor, you don't love me. You don't care about me. You don't understand how I feel. I don't care how you feel. Repent! If you want to get out of this, repent! It's not about your feeling. Don't walk by feeling. Don't walk by sight. Repent and get right with God. Then you're going to see the blessing. Put on the armor of God. Fight with faith. Obey the Bible. Amen? Amen. You can go to Pastor Da. Pastor Da may say, hola, hola. But if you come to me, I can guarantee, repent. That's why I can cut on somebody's brain, because I just, tumor have to go out. If I don't hurt them to get the tumor out, they will not be healed. I have to hurt them a little bit. Cut. So I have to hurt you sometime. Repent! You say, oh, you hurt me. No, I don't hurt you. I try to help you. Get right with God. I'm not that mean. Don't take me wrong. Amen. We continue next time. Amen. One of the part of receiving the blessing is to have the Holy Spirit. And God will not force His way into our life. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the agent, is the person, God Himself, who brings the blessing to you. The more Holy Spirit you have and the more obedient you are, you're going to have more blessing in your life. Amen? That's why our church welcomes the Holy Spirit. That's why we want people to be touched by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. Paul said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Somebody say, Pastor Lau, he is crazy. He loves to lay hands on people on Sunday and on revival night. When is he going to stop laying on a hand? Why lay hands so much? Why he keep laying on a hand for 1 hour? When people come up 3 times, he still lay hand. You know why? Because I know the more the better for you. I don't ask you to do 3 times a day. Don't take me wrong. But in my heart, I want my children in the church to have more Holy Spirit. The more the better for you. Your life is going to get better with the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. We need to be hungry for the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Spirit. God promises that He's going to give us the agent, the Holy Spirit, to bring the blessing to us. To bring faith, to bring victory and the blessing of God. The Holy Spirit, the presence of the Spirit, bring the blessing to you. Supernatural favor of God. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, I'd like to pray for you today to be filled. When you're filled, you will speak in tongues. And when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, there might be some reaction in your body. You may be shaking, you may fall down, you may laugh, you may cry. You know, when the Holy Spirit moves, just yield and don't fight with Him. The more you allow Him to work in you, the better for your life. If you fight, He back off. He's a gentleman. So my principle is this. I allow the Holy Spirit to do whatever He wants in me. I will yield and I follow Him and I flow with Him. If He make me laugh, I laugh. He make me cry, I will cry. I will not fight. I will not try to keep my dignity. I will just follow Him. But the outcome is that when I get out of this room on Monday to Saturday, I walk in the great blessing because the Holy Spirit is working in me. Amen. I like practical way. This is practical. We don't want just to talk about theory. We want the real thing, the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many people say, I'm a covenant Christian with God? I have the covenant with God. Raise your hand up. How many people say that from now on, I will stay in the Word? How many people say, I will fight the good fight of faith? How many people say, I believe in the blessing? How many people say, the blessing of Abraham belongs to me? How many people say, I will multiply? Everyone say, I have the power to create, to make available, to get rid of anything that come on my way, that doesn't belong to the garden. Sickness, Poverty. Insomnia. Which means cannot sleep. Insomnia. Weakness. Depression. Demons. Curses. You get out of my way. I live in abundance. I have life. And have it more abundantly. It belongs to me. In Jesus' name. I believe. I'm going to wake up every morning and declare the blessing of Abraham. I will pursue it. Pursue God and His blessing. I don't walk by feelings. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. My faith is in the Word. My faith is in His promise. His promise is yes and amen. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I will pray for you, lay hand, and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, anoint you, and touch you. Amen. If you want to do that, I will pray for you. Yeah. Come to the front and we will pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessing, blessing. The blessing of Abraham. They shall multiply. They shall be fruitful. They shall fill the earth. They shall save souls. Make disciples. Sickness have to leave their home. Rebellion leave their home. They can resist the devil. They will be in the Word. There will be people of faith. They don't have missed the wonder in their life. They have missed the faith in their life. Faith, faith, faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Depression, get out of my house. Depression, get out of me. I don't want depression. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Fill. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus. The Holy Spirit impartation. The impartation of the Spirit of God. More.
I surrender.
Holy Spirit. Now.
I want to know you.
Now.
I want to know
now.
You.
Now.
I surrender.
Now. Holy Spirit.
I want to know you more.
Sickness, you have to leave. Depression, curses, you have to leave.
I surrender.
Yes. Fire.
I surrender.
Fire.
I want to know you.
Fire.
I want to know you.
Fire.
Here I am.
The Holy Spirit.
Now on my knees again.
Filled with the Spirit of God. Filled with the Spirit. The promise of God.
Find me.
The promise.
Lord,
the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God.
Desperate for you.
Filled with the promise in the book of Joel.
I surrender.
Outpouring.
I surrender.
And infilling. of the Spirit.
I surrender.
The infilling of the Spirit.
I want to know, I surrender.
The grace and the blessing of God upon your life. Open door.
I surrender.
Blessing.
I want to know you more.
Blessing.
I want to know, I surrender. Lord, I surrender.
Blessing.
I surrender.
Blessing.
I want to know you.
I speak.
More.
I declare the blessing
you.
Of Abraham.
Here
the blessing
I
of
God. Down my knees again.
The blessing of God. Rukubra kaskita riyala pa kaskita. In zalakoto rukushkita riyala kaskita
raba. Lord, as you draw me, desperate for you. Desperate for you. I surrender. I surrender.
Bless.
I want to
filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit of
you,
God.
Lord, I surrender. I surrender.
Filled.
I want
with the fire.
To know you,
with the Spirit.
I want to know you.
Fire!
Fire!
Filled!
Down on my knees again.
Bill.
Surrendering all.
Surrendering. Go ahead, open your mouth and speak in tongues. God gonna give you the language.
Lord, as you draw me, desperate for you.
Bless this family. Bless my sister here, Lord. Bless her daughter. Bless her son.
I want to know.
Oh Lord, the blessing of Abraham come upon this household. Filled with the Holy Spirit.
I surrender.
The blessing.
I
you shall
surrender.
Bless the nation, God said. Bless the nation.
I want to know you.
I give you the increase.
I want to know you.
Increase.
I surrender.
Increase. 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 Fire.
Surrender.
Keep drinking. Don't hurry to get up. Don't hurry to get up. Keep drinking. Fire.
I want to know.
Fire.
Yeah. I want to know.
Keep drinking the Holy Spirit.
More.
Drinking the new wine. Don't hurry to get up. Fire. 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 Never be the same. May the Lord work in your life. From now on, miracles, signs and wonders make you the woman of faith. From now on, new heart. The doubt has to go away from your heart. But the wonder, Mr. Wonder, has to go out from away from your life. But you're going to be a woman of faith. Woman of faith. In the name of Jesus. Fire. Faith, the faith of God, the faith of God, fire, the faith of God, the faith of God, fire.
I want to know you.
Fire.
I want to know. Here we go, bridge.
Stay hungry.
Like a rush.
Be hungry.
Wind. Jesus, breathe.
Fill me, Lord.
In.
With your Holy
Lord,
Spirit.
Have your way.
Fill
Lord,
me.
Have your way.
Fill my heart with your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Like a
fire.
Jesus,
jump in by faith. Jump in by
Lord,
faith.
Have your way.
Jump into
Lord,
the rivers of
way.
God by faith. Just jump in.
Me.
Jump in. Jump in.
Like
fire. Father, for the Kaskira, Harabakaski. Hora Kasti, Tarikaskora, Baba. Fire.
Lord, have your way.
Fire.
Lord, have your way.
Fire.
In me.
Feel right now.
Like
fire. Arakaskoria. Fill
Lord
your son,
your
Lord.
Lord, have your way.
Let the Spirit. More of the anointing.
I surrender.
More of the presence
I
of God in
surrender.
Your life. From now on, the Lord said to you,
surrender.
I will give you wisdom. When you face a situation, call on me. And I will show you what to do. I will give you supernatural wisdom from heaven. Come to me. Depend on me and I will help you, say the Lord. Shukurashki. Shukumbra khaskita. Shukumbra yala khaskita. Fire! Fire! Fail!
I want to know
victory, prosperity in relationship,
Lord,
in soul,
I
in
surrender.
Spirit, in finances, in health,
I
in parenting,
surrender.
In everything. Prosperity. Yes, fire. Fill. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be blessed. Be prosperous. Break through in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire. Bless.
Lord, as
bless.
You
be healed. Be blessed.
For you.
The Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden.
I surrender.
The promised land. Come.
I surrender.
I command giants to leave.
I want to
I command the stealer, the robber, the
I
destroyer to go
you.
Away from this garden.
I surrender.
I call the blessing of Abraham back to you. Horom baskita. Shukumbriyala khaski triyala papa khaski. Fire! Fire! Thank you, Jesus.
Like a rushing wind.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Like a rushing wind.
The favor and the grace of
Jesus
God. Be fruitful.
In. Lord, have your way.
Be fruitful.
Lord, have your way.
Be blessed.
Me.
Be strong. Be joyful.
Like a mighty
be full. Of the spirit of joy
soul.
And of blessing.
Lord, have your way.
Go ahead and laugh. Tammy, go ahead and laugh too.
Like a rushing wind. Jesus, bring me. Lord, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Like a mighty storm.
Be woman of faith. The woman of the
soul.
Covenant with
Lord,
God.
Have your way.
No shaken, no wonder. No wavering. Woman of faith. In the
I
name of
surrender.
Jesus. Fire. Yes, Lord.
I surrender.
Yes, Lord. Be blessed and be healed. I command the serpent in your life have to go. I command cancer and sickness in your life.
I
command anything that come to kill and steal and destroy to go and be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Be blessed. Bless the work of your hand. Bless your work. Bless your business. Bless your future family. Become a family of blessing like Abraham. That you shall bless the nation. Yes. Be blessed. Be filled. Be blessed. Be filled. Be blessed. Be filled. Be blessed and be filled. Be blessed and be filled. Be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More fire. More fire. More fire. More fire. The Lord say to you,
I surrender.
The Lord said to you,
I want to know.
I give grace to the humble. Because you humble yourself before me, I give you more grace. Now draw my grace in everywhere you go, every place you go, everything you do. Because I see that you humble yourself before me, you seek me. I will bless you.
I
will be with you. I will take care of you, say the Lord. I'm a good God. I love you so much. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Fire.
I surrender.
Be blessed, Patty. Be blessed. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Be strong. Be the head, not the tail. Be above, not beneath. Be blessed. With a man of God, I impart the Spirit and the blessing of God upon you. I impart faith into your heart. Yes, Lord. Fire! Fill.
Lord, have your way.
Every part of his being. Fire! Fire!
Like a mighty
fire.
Storm, stir it in my Bill. Soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way.
Fire! Go ahead and
like
laugh.
Wind.
Go ahead and laugh.
Jesus,
go ahead and laugh. You feel right now. Go ahead and kiss your number.
Lord, have your way.
Jesse, go ahead and speak in tongues. God gonna keep you. God gonna juice you. God gonna anoint you to be the blessing to the nations. Yeah, fire! The blessing of God. Fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The past is the past. The past is the past. From now on,
I want to know
start
you,
a new journey. The journey of faith. The journey of obedience. The journey of seeking the kingdom of God first. The journey of God goodness. The journey of the blessing. The journey of fruitfulness. The journey of peace and joy and victory. In the name of Jesus. New journey in Christ Jesus. Yes. Bless you.
I
bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Yes, Lord. I bless you. Blessing. Bless the work of your hand. Anoint you. Save soul. Prosperity. Protection. Holiness. Righteousness. Good things.
I surrender.
Good things.
I surrender.
Kingdom of God come in. Fire.
I want to know
fire.
You more.
I want to know you more. ไม่ต้องไปกันไว้ร้องไห้ไปเลยพระเจ้ากำลังล้างชีวิตพระเจ้าอยากจะอวยพระพรขอพระเจ้าอวยพรคุณมากกว่าเดิมอวยพรจากพระบิดาในสวรรค์อวยพรอวยพ
ร
อวยพร
In me,
fire,
like a mighty storm,
fire,
stirring in my
fire.
Soul. Lord, have Your way,
fire.
Lord, have Your way,
fire.
In me,
fire, fire,
like a rushing wind.
May the Jesus Lord give Your daughter here. A new level of anointing and walking in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for deposit many things into her life and into her brother. I pray from now on,
Lord, have Your way.
They both will walk in the level of higher spiritual anointing.
Fire!
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Lord, have Your way.
Fire! Fire! Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
I surrender.
More faith.
I surrender.
Lord, give them
faith. I want to know You more.
Give Connie.
I want to know
direction.
You more.
Vision.
I surrender.
A woman of faith.
Her
sons and daughter will be people of faith like her. Toro marakasku, shunkan tantaku chalapakaski, kumparakaski tarayalapa, shunkun tarakaski taraba, umban shukumpasi katalakasi. Hihora papa. The Lord said to you, you have done good. You have done good already. And I am proud of you, say the Lord. I will add to you more. You have done all that you know what to do. But I'm going to add to you more faith and anointing and revelation. I will add into you. And I will bless your two sons because you are faithful to me, say the Lord. You have done what you need to do. You have done all that you know what to do. But from now on, I add more from heaven. And I will take care of your children, say the Lord. I will protect them. I will bless them. Thank you, Jesus. Fire! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Like a rushing wind, Jesus breathe.
Become like Jesus.
Lord, have Your way.
Become like Jesus.
Lord, have Your way.
Human thing,
like
replaced by the Spirit
storm.
Of Jesus.
Lord, have Your way. Lord, have Your way.
By my power,
in
say
me.
The Lord, I will make you a new man. That I will be proud of you by the Spirit of God, and your parents gonna be proud of you. By my power, I put the blessing of Abraham upon you, say the Lord. Fire!
Lord, have your way.
Fire!
Lord, have your way in me.
The Lord said to you, my daughter, it doesn't matter where you come from, because my blessing will change your future, will change the direction of your life. Believe that you have the blessing of Abraham. It doesn't matter where you come from, because my blessing will change you. Fire! Fire!
I surrender.
Give him a heart of faithfulness, of obedience.
I want to know.
Give him a new heart, the steadfast heart, that he will be faithful to God. He will be a man of integrity, a man who seeks the kingdom of God first. Yes, Lord. Fire! Fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless him. Filled. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I command that the hand of the enemy must be removed from your life. And you shall fulfill the calling and the purpose of God that God has given to you before the creation of the world, even before you were born. I pray that you shall be like Abraham, not like Adam. You shall follow the footsteps of the last Adam. Fire! Fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fire.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
To them all gathered in your name, I lift to you this new praise song. All the wrongs I have ever done have been washed away by your only Son. Bring me your tired, you said. Bring me your weak. Bring me your hungry masses. We seek your glory.
Your glory.